woman, would you weep for me?
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Hamas militants released four Israeli hostages today. They're now in Israel. All four were soldiers. IDF Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
We salute and embrace them and their families as they reunite just now after so long.
But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office later said another woman, a civilian hostage held by Hamas, was supposed to have been released and wasn't. It said Gazans won't be allowed to move north until that female civilian hostage is freed. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as defense secretary after a tie-breaking vote by Vice President J.D. Vance. Despite concerns over his past behavior, Republicans backed the former Fox host for his pledge to instill a warrior culture at the Pentagon. The White House abruptly fired inspectors general at 12 federal agencies late Friday, including Defense, State, and HUD. Critics argue this violates federal law requiring 30 days notice to Congress, clears the way for Trump loyalists to step in. This is ABC News. New details about the Tennessee teenager accused of fatally shooting a Hispanic classmate this week at Antioch High School in Nashville before police say he turned the gun on himself. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Online material allegedly written by the black 17-year-old reveals anti-Semitic and racist views. Community activists and students are demanding action from legislators. Melissa Alvarez Dabrisky is founder of the Tennessee Hispanic Action Network.
At what point do we say enough is enough? Every year the number goes up.
Pfizer will pay nearly $60 million to settle allegations that a company it acquired, Biohaven Pharmaceuticals, paid kickbacks to doctors to boost prescriptions of the migraine drug Nortec. The settlement resolves federal fraud charges without Pfizer admitting wrongdoing. And this morning, American Madison Keys wins the Australian Open, upsetting two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka in three sets for the first major title. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and warmer conditions today with a high of 33. For tonight, isolated flurries in the evening, partly cloudy and cooler, a low down to 8. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, mid-20s. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, not as cold, a low of 18. We warm up on Monday, partly sunny and breezy and mild with a high of 40. Tuesday, turning partly sunny, a chance of light snow showers at night with a high of 37. We cool down a little bit. Snow showers on Wednesday, your midweek high, 30 degrees. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. Drove out to the county fair.
I saw her for the first time. She was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that.
At 7:20 this morning, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. 7:30, we'll bring birthdays and anniversaries your way. It is our celebration broadcast, and we do it each and every day at 7:20, Monday through Saturday, and of course around 8:15 on Sundays. We're going to slow the tempo down a bit and bring in Mindy McCready and Richie McDonald. Maybe he'll notice her now.
She wrote, I feel just like that painting, collecting dust on the wall. And every day you walk right by me, you don't know I'm there at all. And I can't think of one single reason why I should be hanging around. She's sounding, I hope that you miss me. And she drove herself out of town. Maybe he'll notice her now. Maybe he'll notice.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy, I was gonna show them all this time. 'Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling, I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it, when I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. Songs, guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it, living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it, living on Tulsa time.
If I hadn't dropped the ball, I would've took it all the way. Homecoming 89, with 10 seconds left to play. We were driving toward the goal line, they were screaming in the stands. I had the chance to be a hero, but it slipped right through my hands. Would have been a big pep rally, they would have hung my jersey. on the wall. If I hadn't dropped the ball, well, me and Sandy Miller were supposed to meet after the game. I waited by the bleachers, but she never came. I found a note underneath the wiper blade, with goodbye bleeding through it in the cold October rain. We probably would have gotten married, and those recruiters in from Bama would have called if I hadn't dropped the ball. I guess you know, if I had the chance to go back and score that last touchdown, well, son, I wouldn't do it, 'cause you wouldn't be here now, and I wouldn't be your hero. I wouldn't be around to catch you when you fall. If I hadn't dropped the ball,
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at this week in entertainment history is a time travel journey of epic proportions. Today, we start in 1990 when Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers appeared on NBC TV series Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
In 1937, NBC Radio presented the first broadcast of The Guiding Light. The first Emmys were presented at the Hollywood Athletic Club this week in 1949. 1961, JFK presented the first live presidential news conference from Washington, D.C. It was carried on radio and television. Paul McCartney of the Beatles was profiled on CBS TV's 48 Hours in 1990. In 1995, the 100th episode of L.A. Law aired. The New York Giants defeated the Denver Broncos 39-20. In the Super Bowl of 1987, TV commercials cost $550,000 for 30 seconds. Neil Diamond, Aaron Neville, Doug Kershaw, and Ray Stevens all celebrating birthdays this week.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is ABC.
Today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to the year of 1973 and the CBS television network, and we look at an American detective television series that starred Buddy Epson as a formerly retired investigator and Lee Merriweather as his widowed daughter-in-law. It's Barnaby Jones. It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
To my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. You all come back, yeah?
Flat and Scruggs with the Ballad of Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. 729, and the Wirtz floor and home thermometer keeps dropping. We're at a new morning low of 6 above. We're going to have to push hard to get to 33 today. That's the projected high from Tony Schumacher. We'll see who is celebrating birthdays and anniversaries on the way next.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, Hi-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, January 25th, 2025. We have a note here to wish Cody Burns a very happy birthday. That with love from Grandpa and Grandma Reinhardt. Okay, Huffman, you are a popular person today. Wishing you a rootin' tootin' birthday from Sally, Sue, and Jane. Here's one going out to Kay Huffman today from the Harris family. Happy birthday, Kay Huffman from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Rachel Ruskamp is celebrating. That note from Grandpa and Grandma Hine. Rick Emilio, happy birthday from the wife and the boys, and also anniversary wishes going out to Rick from your wife as well. Happy anniversary wishes for Kevin and Megan Welsh. That note from Karen, Dennis, and the family. Nikki Tony has a birthday today. We hope you enjoy your day. That from your mother-in-law, Jean. Hey, Kay Hoffman, we told you you were popular today. Your son, Scott, and Eric want to wish you a very happy birthday. You're also on the 5 Points Lutheran Church list this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Alan Bradley, retiree Connie Craig, from also retired 18101. Jane Lussler is celebrating a birthday. That's from your friends at the Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Supermom Nicole Myers is celebrating from Ainsley, Everett, and Landon. Jane Lussler, happy birthday wishes from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Hope you have a great day today. Kay Huffman from St. Luke Lutheran Church as well. Let's take a look at the Bloom City Town Crier. Connie Craig and Marcia Keller on that. The Little Willow Birthday Club. We see Jennifer Perkins, Sierra Gaffney, and Heidi Eim. From Schmidt Woodland Hills, it's Pedia Rebon's birthday today. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church would like to wish Lowell Ewing a very happy birthday. Beulah Wesleyan Church, we have one to pass along. That is for Sierra Gaffney. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Amber Brown, Cindy Froney, and Ben Hackle. And also from the Richland Center Lions Club, Cindy Froney's on that as well. Kay Huffman, Rick Emilio, Erica Steinmetz, Kent Ewing, Jenny Perkins, and Cody Burns, and an anniversary wish for Rick and Lisa Emilio today. And if you are celebrating in the area a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. good to bend hours. That's why I'm so lonely. I dreamed on above, high on a mountain of love.
That mountain of love. I got trapped on a mountain one time, and it wasn't the mountain of love, it was Pike's Peak. Let me explain. So I went to Pike's Peak. We were in a rented Kia, and we made it up there very slowly in the Kia, but we made it up. But coming down, our brakes got so hot they stopped us three times and wouldn't let us leave until they cooled down. And that's my mountain story to reminisce about this morning. At 7:45, we'll bring in Caitlin O'Connell. That's less than 10 minutes away for a news update.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you.
Okay, so we're going to expand a little bit upon my Kia and Pike's Peak story I just told, as my wife is always so quick to point out. The brakes wouldn't have gotten overheated had I known how to put this Kia in low gear like I was advised at the top of the mountain. And it was a rental. It said drive, neutral, reverse. I'm a standard shift kind of guy, and if you don't show me an L or a 1 and a 2 on there, I don't know how to get it into low. That was a long 4 hours getting off that hill.
See why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Don't you think the time is right for us to find
all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time. And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right and what is wrong. Did it take too long to see?
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Now it's come to what you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Oh, won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
You remember Vince Gill was a member of that group for a while. Pier Prairie League, Amy, the radio version. Well, I knew there'd be repercussions from my Pike Peak story with me not knowing how to shift that Kia down. One of our online listeners in Colorado told me to come back out to Pike's Peak and they'll take me to the top and then show me how to shift their Kia. Yeah, I should have left that one in the vault, folks. Sometimes I just share too much. Here's King George for your weekend wake up. This is Heartland on WRCO-FM.
When your head wind fiddles and steel guitar, listen to the sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the Heartland.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45. Time for a news update with Caitlin O'Connell from the WRCO Newsroom, brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Well, we bottomed out to all the way to 6 above for a morning low. We have since moved up with a little sunshine. We're at 9 above, en route today to a high of 33.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, January 25th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. School was canceled on Friday for the Wisconsin Heights School District after reports of a potential threat. Administrators sent out an email to families notifying them that school would be canceled. In that email, it said there was a potential safety threat. An update Friday afternoon from the Dane County Sheriff's Office said someone called them to report the potential threat. It did not detail what the threat was. Deputies involved the State Office of School Safety. The Sheriff's Office said after investigating and interviewing students, they found no immediate danger. They couldn't confirm any criminal activity, so now any disciplinary action would be left up to administrators. Authorities said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a school threat to law enforcement. They got to work investigating, and students were kept safe while they looked into it. The Office of School Safety's Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open for tips. You can call 1-800-MY-SUSO-1 or text SUSO at 738-477. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The case will very likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority. A lawsuit filed by several union groups argued the law is unconstitutional because it treats some public safety workers differently from other public employees. Act 10 has withstood previous legal challenges. A panel unanimously voted to advance the former Wisconsin 7th Congressional District representative to run the Department of Transportation. Panel Chair Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Duffy will work on both sides of the aisle to improve the country's infrastructure and address the challenges that arise in the years ahead. During his confirmation hearing last week, Duffy said he will focus on aviation and highway safety and working on gaining back public trust in Boeing. Procedural vote passed on a count of 28-0, and the full body of the U.S. Senate still needs to vote on Duffy's confirmation. The first carnival of the year will be held this weekend. The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation will host its annual winter carnival today at the Riverdale Elementary School. Jan Nanke is a member of the foundation.
It's geared mostly for the younger children, but the older children get involved too because there are volunteers. They help run games. We have a huge bouncy house, which is very popular. There is no admission to get into the carnival, and we have a lot of free activities, but the bouncy house, there is a charge for that when you come. Some of the games include, like, you know, fishing. You know, the kids put the fishing pole on, and they have a little ducky you pull out of the water, and face painting, and there's a concession stand with food and homemade bars that are donated by the staff at school. They do face painting, and it's just a great way for us to give back to the students during the long winter months and break things up a little bit. So our whole goal is to give back to the Riverdale community, especially the school and the kids.
What started as a thank you to the community has turned into a fundraiser for the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation. Lisa Farness is a retired Riverdale teacher and member of the foundation.
I really believe in the Riverdale community, and so I thought that's one thing that I want to do once I get done with my teaching. And it's nice because a lot of times when the teachers put in these grants, as a former teacher, we know what they're talking about, as where sometimes the whole foundation committee members don't. And so we can kind of explain to them what the teacher is asking. And because budgets are so tight, this is one way that the teachers can get things that normally they wouldn't be able to get.
Farna says this year includes a new award.
It's called the Riverdale Community Enhancement Award, and usually where it's more supplies, this one is more of an experience. And so we put the application out, and we decided, okay, we're going to give this out already. And so we had notified, you know, the ones that we had two winners this year. The first one are the sixth graders, and they are the sixth grade teachers put it out, and they are taking a trip to the Brewer game, and they are going to incorporate math into it. And so they're going to get these workbooks that they're going to, you know, be able to help teach some of the stuff before they actually have their experience in May then. And the second award is going to the science department, and she's going to do the Ice Age Trail over by Cross Plains. But one of the things they're going to do before that is they're going to be able to ride the Merrimack Ferry. And so we thought, you know, some of those things, you know, are probably things that a lot of our students have never done before. And so to give them that experience, we just thought, this is kind of a different approach to what we've done before, but we decided let's put it out and see what kind of applications we get. And we were thrilled when we, you know, we could support some of these ideas.
The Winter Carnival at the Riverdale Elementary School today will run from 11 until 3 o'clock. Admission and the carnival games are all free. Concessions will be available for purchase along with wristbands for the thunder showers, bounce houses. Respiratory illness levels in Wisconsin are high, and UW Health has seen a spike in influenza hospitalizations. In early December, there were no hospitalizations at UW Health for influenza, but by the week of January 19th, there were 40 hospitalizations, the highest level of influenza-related hospitalizations there have been at UW Health in the last 3 years. Approximately 33% of patients tested for flu were positive last week, according to the most recent health system data. While rates are high, hospitalizations at UW Health for RSV and COVID-19 are slightly declining and following a similar trend to last year. These three viruses all cause influenza-like illness and symptoms that include fever, cough, and fatigue. High levels of respiratory illness in the community result in an expected rise in hospitalizations, according to Dr. Dan Shirley, Medical Director of Infection Prevention at UW Health. UW Health has the capacity for this increase in hospitalizations, but it is important for the community to be aware of these trends. It is also not too late to get vaccines for all three of these respiratory viruses. It takes a few weeks to build up immunity, but getting the vaccine now will still grant a person protection, as the respiratory virus levels are expected to remain high for several weeks, according to Shirley. Testing is also important, especially for those who are immunosuppressed, older than 65, or very young, because they can be at risk for severe disease. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, January 25th. Robert S. Murphy, 88, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Sauk Prairie Healthcare in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. A burial service will take place at St. John the Baptist Mill Creek Church and St. Barnabas Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church today from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11. A luncheon after the Mass will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, followed by a celebration of life at the Wisconsin Riverside. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Robert S. Murphy, 88, of Spring Green. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died on Sunday. A gathering celebration will be held today beginning at noon at Homagins in Mount Hope. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel assisted the family. Of Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died on Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78 of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly on January 18th. A funeral mass will be held on noon and Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Field Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call the church on Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed following Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock on Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Lynn Hagerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died on Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon on Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Thursday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. For Lynn Hagerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died on Wednesday. A funeral service will be held on Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Saturday, April 26th from 9 until 11 o'clock. Graveside military rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department and to the Frank O'Brien Legion Post. For Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sierra and Daniel Makovic had a daughter, Kieran Marie.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. FM. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, music and hundreds celebrating the release of four Israeli hostages. The four female soldiers were held captive by Hamas for 15 months, now reunited with their families. Israel following with the release of the first of 70 of 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees due to be set free as part of the ceasefire. It couldn't be closer. Pete Hegseth confirmed by the Senate as the defense secretary only after Vice President J.D. Vance had to break a 50-50 tie. Minutes after the confirmation last night, President Trump speaking with Hegseth by phone while on Marine One in Los Angeles.
We just heard that we have a great Secretary of Defense. We're very happy about that, and we appreciate everybody's vote.
Trump was in fire-ravaged Los Angeles, where he toured charred Pacific Palisades and promised that most federal permits to rebuild will be waived. This is